Merry Christmas. You know, I love the month of December because we understand that Christmas is just that. It's about Christ, right? We want to make sure that Jesus is the reason for the season. Many times as we're, you know, going about shopping and you get really busy, you get to thinking about the gifts under the tree instead of the gift who hung on the tree. Of course, Jesus. And so I want to tell you that it is about Jesus. Don't get all stressed out. That's what my talk is about today. And this whole month, we're just going to be celebrating the victories that you are going to see in 2020. These are your banner years, right? Some of you have said, hey, I listen to the podcast every week across the country. How do I give or tithe to Faith Church? You can just go to faithchurch.com and give online, or you can text from your phone. You just text the number 77977, Faith, O-N-L, and you can give there. Again, that's 77977, Faith. And you can just put the online campus by saying ONL, and you can give there. And again, thank you for asking. Thanks for sending the emails and commenting and saying, how can you support? Because it truly is through your generosity that we can reach more and more people each and every week through the podcast, television outreach, and all the things we do around the world. Let's get right on into today's podcast.
I remember when we first took that video, it was like kind of, Nicole was very serious that day because we got a very... We're growing the church. We had a church probably about 1,000 people at that time. One location in Fenton, and she's like, this got to be right. And Ashton was all wrong. And at the moment, she's just so upset about it. But now you look back and go, you know what? How many of y'all know it wasn't that bad other than my hair? It's just fun, funny. During that same day or a couple days after that, we're doing our Christmas pictures, and Ashton kind of messes it up again. You'll see a picture here of her. She's very, very intense in this picture, and just not taking that picture. So I told her, no Christmas presents for you, and I'm going to give you a spanking. And so she gave us this smile here that you're going to see. There she is. That's forced, right? Anybody ever done one of those? A forced smile? I'm happy, but you're really not happy. It is certainly a season of joy. It's supposed to be the most wonderful time of the year, a joyous occasion. Now that I look back at that, it's hilarious. But that day, Nicole was totally freaking out. I can't believe her. She's acting just like you. And I'm like, it's not that bad. But it was that bad to her. She allowed it to upset her. But now we all look back and we laugh. My question to you today here in Ferguson, Weldon, all the other campuses, is what are you upset about today that'll actually be funny years from now? What are you upset about today that really won't matter a few years from now? In 2021, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, come on, somebody, it's going to be 28, 29. What are you freaking out about now? They say don't sweat the small stuff, and it's all small stuff. In James, it says this, chapter 1, it says, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, and let patience have its perfect gift, that you may be entire, wanting nothing. It didn't say it was a joy, it said count it a joy. I'm going to say it again. It didn't say it was a joy. It said, just count it a joy. There's always going to be obstacles, setbacks, trials, problems. And you just count it a joy. I remember the Ferguson-Florissant campus when we bought it. There were some issues that took place, and it took months and months longer than I thought to get in. Actually, about 6 or 7 months. And I remember I was getting all upset about it. And I'm like, what in the world's going on? We have people to help. We have things to do. And there was just delays and delays and delays. Now we're there, and it all worked out. So the thing is, there's many things in life that we really can't change. We can't change that some people behave this way. We can't change that there might be a permitting issue. You can't change the fact that you might have a lack of presence under the tree. And you certainly can't change that Jesus hung on the tree 2,000 years ago and paid this price for us to enjoy our life right here, right now. So we have a job to do, and that's to count it a joy. Come on, every campus, give it up for the Lord today. Count it a joy. Doesn't mean it's a joy. Count it a joy. My dad, he was kind of a flashy kind of guy, and he had this jacket that he thought would be absolutely awesome as a gift to me. And this jacket was like tan leather with brown. Anybody like country music? Raise your hand. It's okay. Have y'all? So there's Travis Trent, Ricky Skaggs. In fact, I was with Ricky Saturday night. You got all this fringe going on, and it's really, really, it looks like, you know, I don't know, it's just a lot to take. And my dad paid $1,000 for this jacket, which is a lot of money. This is 25 years ago. And he comes to me and he goes, I have got something you're going to love. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I wanted it for myself, but I just couldn't do it. I couldn't possibly spend that much money on me. But you, I'm giving you this jacket. And I'm thinking, this is going to be awesome. And he unzips it. And I'm like, oh, my God. But I got to act like I like it. Anybody ever had a gift like that? And I gotta keep it because he might ask me, hey, where's that jacket? And then I had to wear the jacket when I was with him. Come on, somebody feel sorry for me right now. It wasn't really the gift I wanted. It was a gift I was a little embarrassed of, but I couldn't get rid of it because he might ask me if I still got it. I was thinking about that this week when it comes to the area of joy. Jesus paid a lot for your joy, and he's going to ask you, do you still have my joy? And you might say, well, the landlord stole it. My ex stole it. You know, I lost it in the marriage. I'm here to tell you right now that nothing can steal your joy if you decide, my Father gave me this gift. I'm going to wear this coat of joy. Come on, give God praise today, Ferguson. Well done. Enjoy it. Enjoy the journey. Everybody shout it. Enjoy the journey. Well, you get to thinking, though, that everything's got to be perfect. Nicole thought that day everything needs to be perfect. Nicole is a perfectionist. That's close enough. By the way, I'm a pilot. How many of y'all don't want to fly with me? Close enough. All the big pieces are here. We're okay. She's all the time. She still does it. We have a dog, Luffy. Anybody ever seen that little dog? It's a little bitty 2-pound dog. Goes everywhere with us. We take it to the bank. It rides the tube. Sometimes it leaves a deposit. Dogs everywhere. But Luffy does this thing where Luffy, she gets rigid. Anybody ever seen a dog do that? Like, I'm like, Luffy, you're going to kill yourself. Just, she's upset about it. And Nicole does it. She's like, and I'm like, it's not a big deal. Just loosen up. Because the enemy tries to steal your joy. And if he can steal your joy, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Shout it, class. Is your what?
Strength.
Come on, all campuses. What is it?
Strength.
The joy of the Lord is your strength, Ferguson. So are you going to be in 2019 in your Christmas pictures? I tell you what, things aren't working out good. It's just, I just can't lose the weight. I just got a bad report. Or are you going to count it a joy even when it's not a joy and say, you know what, I'm going to act like things are right when they're not right, because most of the time, it's not right. Look at your neighbor and say, you know you're not right. Go ahead, tell him. Come on, Ferguson. Come on, Weldon. You know you're not right. You're not right. But we think it needs to be perfect. You know, we see the fireplace. Everything's perfect. And we're like, oh, my gosh, it's absolutely perfect. The snow is falling. The fireplace is going. Hey, Google, play some Christmas music for me. Oh, it's just beautiful. Oh, yeah. So awesome. Nicole's flying in from Florida. The kids are flying in for the holidays. And I checked the TripIt, and they're right on time. And check Life 360, and I can tell they're only 26 minutes away. It's awesome. The cocoa's going. And I actually hid all the good candy, so they really don't know where it's at. And they think these peanuts are just peanuts, but I've already sucked the chocolates off of them, but they'll never know. We're walking around, oh yeah, and we're like, it's just perfect. But then you go, it's not perfect. It's just not perfect. Traffic is late. The bags are bad. The peanuts gave you gas. Come on, somebody understand what I'm saying right now. And it's just not right. Instead of thinking everything's going to be perfect, why don't we just celebrate what we do have instead of griping and complaining about what we don't have, and don't lose the moment of our joy. Come on, Ferguson. Come on, Weldon. Count it a joy. Look at your neighbor and say, count it a joy. Because the devil is always trying to steal your joy. Some of you are like, you believe in the devil? I don't believe in the devil. The devil told you that, stupid. He's real. It says the thief comes, the devil, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. What's he come to do? Let's all shout it. To steal, kill, and destroy. All campuses, one more time. What's he come to do? So the enemy tries to steal your joy in traffic. Anybody ever got mad in traffic? Raise your hand. If you didn't raise your hand, you're the person that's a bad driver that makes us mad. Anybody ever decided, I'm not going to let them make me mad? Anybody ever done this to where you saw a car and you knew he's going to wedge in and you've been waiting for a good while, but instead of freaking out, you just went ahead and flashed them like, dip, dip. Go ahead. Anybody ever done that? Raise your hand. Anybody ever felt like, I'm a humanitarian. I'm Mother Teresa. I should win the Nobel Peace Prize. Look what I just did. And when you do that, you feel good. Then the other person looks at you and goes, instead, sometimes we do this, right? We run up ahead of them, try not to look at them, then get stuck and look back and think, oh my gosh, it's Pastor Omar. Right? Well, we have a decision to make. We can either count it a joy and realize we're probably not going to get there that much faster. But you're trying to get ahead in life and make the deal happen. And I need to tell that guy, it's not worth it. Well, now we've really, really built a wall. Sometimes you just need to tell people good things about them. I think your building's awesome. I think your sweater's great. I think your father really loved you. It's like the coat of many colors. You should wear it. Why in the world did you give it away after he passed away? You could have used it in a sermon. I agree. That was a mistake. But I'm here to tell you today, enjoy where you are. If not, you're always putting your happiness off when? Tomorrow. I'll be happy tomorrow. I'm looking for a man. When I get a man, I'll be happy. No, you won't. Can I get an amen to that man? When I get kids, I'll be happy. How many of y'all know you won't? I just wish they'd go to school. I'll be glad when they move out. Then they move out. Oh, I'm empty nesting. I just want them back. If I could just have them all back the way it was. When are you going to be happy? Today is the day of salvation. And say right now, right here, I'm going to enjoy where I'm at until I get where I'm going. I'm going to count it a joy. It's a season of joy. Come on, Ferguson. Come on, Weldon. Enjoy it now. Look at your neighbor and say, this is as pretty as you're ever going to be. Unless you fall into some money and get some work done. This is it. Remember the movie Home Alone? How many of y'all have seen Home Alone more than one time? More than two times. Any other campuses, three. Who'll give me three? Who'll give me four? We know the movie. In the movie, there's these two dudes, Harry and Marv. Remember, they're always trying to steal his stuff, trying to break into the house, causing one problem after another. Macaulay Culkin comes up with all kinds of ideas to outsmart them and put, you know, tar and nails, and it's just hilarious what happens. But it's the enemy trying to steal his joy, steal his position. Same holds true in this season. The enemy comes to try to make you think that things aren't going to get better. And so don't allow the enemy of your soul to do that. And the Bible gives you a promise. He says, when you do this, he said, if the enemy can't steal your joy, he can't keep your goods. And we find that class in Proverbs 6, verse 31, all campuses. Proverbs 6, 31, let's look at it on the screens. It says, but if the thief be found, okay, so we know now, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all of his substance of his house, if necessary, to pay back seven times what the devil has stolen from you. The payback, if the thief be found. The thief is not a person. The thief is the enemy of your soul. And he's trying to steal your joy because, again, your joy is your strength. You're like, if you go around mad, all men are bad. No, some men are bad. The four that you got were bad, but the fifth one is the grace one. Okay, all women are bad. No, not all women are bad. The three, God rest their soul, that you fed them breakfast, they were bad. People tell me some crazy stuff. It's not the people that is the problem. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. So if we don't get at the root, we're always slapping at the fruit. But the root of the issue is the problem, and that goes back to the enemy. And it says, Proverbs 6:31, one more time, it says that the thief be found, he has to restore 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, a little bit about Nicole and I. I was a pastor's kid, obviously, worship leader, and a pilot for my father at a church of about 200 people, and he died unexpectedly at 56 years old, which is 6 years from where I am now, very young, and of skin cancer. It just got him really, really fast up here at St. Anthony's Hospital. And when he passed away, Nicole was in business and I was in business, and so we still lived in our house, and we still had a beautiful house, and we had bought a house, and we wanted to fix it up, and so we were putting in a pool. And this pool that we put in, we hired a contractor. I phrased it later. That's where I came up with it. If you've been with me for a while, you've heard me say contractor stands for con with tractor. I didn't mean it. Yes, I did. And so he was building the pool and so on, and he took about $30,000 too much and never finished the pool. It was a whole thing, and we tried to negotiate with the guy and tried to get him back, and then he had this, all of a sudden, he just fell off the wagon, never would return our call. And when somebody steals $30,000 from you, it tends to manifest in your thought life quite often. And especially when you look at the big hole in the backyard going, when is this going to get finished? And I would sit around driving down the road thinking about him. I would try to go to bed thinking about him. I was showering with this guy every day, and I like to shower alone. But he was in my thought life all the time. And all of a sudden, I heard inside here, let it go. That was before Frozen came out. Let it go, let it go. I'm not going to worry about that anymore. Let it go, right? So we're going to let it go. And God said, if he can't steal your joy, he can't keep your goods. But if you allow him to steal your joy, You're going to lose more than $30,000. You're going to lose time. You're going to lose love. You're going to lose friendships because you're going around bitter instead of better. So you got to release it and let it go. So here's what I did. Well, then I decided what I want to do right now is by faith, I'm going to give it to the guy. So I said, God, I'm going to obey you. Remember Ashton's old smile, Ferguson? I'm going to obey you right now. And I say that I count it all joy. And God, I ask you right now, God, to kill this. No, I mean, kill in me, God, the anger that I have toward this guy. God, I forgive him right now. The thief has been found. It's not the man. He's not the problem. The enemy has stolen my stuff. So I thank you, Lord, that he's going to pay back somehow, some way, sevenfold. But I wash my hands of it today. And then we move on with a different con with a tractor. Well, it wasn't but a few days later, I got a call unexpectedly from a collection agency. And they said, this certain con with a tractor, that he's done this to so many people, and you're one of the people we heard that he's done business with. Has he done that to you? I said, as a matter of fact, he has. They said, well, we're putting liens upon his tractors. We're putting liens upon his trucks. We're putting liens upon it. We're going to get back all the money that he stole from all the people and bring restitution to you. And so it wasn't but about 2 months later, I got a call and they said, come to Franklin County Courthouse. We have a check for you. And they brought back the $30,000 plus I still had my joy. And that day I had a whole lot of joy going, what a friend we have in Jesus. Come on, somebody ought to give God praise. Come on, you can do better than that. Come on, Ferguson. Come on, Weller. I let it go. Now, as a result of the beautiful pool, the place looks great. We only paid $165,000 for the house and, you know, put about 30-some-odd in the pool, and I got a knock at the door. And it was a local car dealership in Franklin County. And they said, hey, I'm the owner of this big car dealership, and we want to buy your place. Nothing's for sale on this street, and we want to live on this street. I said, this house isn't for sale. He said, I'm willing to pay whatever. I said, it's not for sale. He said, I'm willing to write you a check for $1 million. And I said, Nicole, get your panties. We're moving. Come on, somebody. I'm here to tell you that God paid back seven times. Give God praise today. Everything the enemy stole. And if I was mad that day, I sure was glad that day. I'm here to tell you, if he can't steal your joy, he can't keep your goods. If you're walking today, be happy. If you're breathing today, be happy. If you're alive today, be happy. If you're not in prison today, be happy. If you're married, be happy. If you're not married, be happy. If you've got kids, be happy. If you don't have kids, be happy. Just choose today to be happy, because someday you'll look back and be glad that you did. Give God praise today. Happy, 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 happy. He's forced to repay seven times what he has stolen. I love this scripture in Philippians 4, verse 4. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice. In other words, you filled up your gas tank once, but you got to do it again. How many of y'all have brushed your teeth once, but you tend to do it again? Yeah. You took a shower once, but you tend to do it again. That's what the scripture is saying. He says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice, because you can lose your joy. Now, when you're a little kid and you get these presents like this, anybody guess what's in this? Come on, all campuses, yeah. Come on, Ferguson, talk to me. Weldon, what do you think's in here? Huh? What kind of ball? I heard you say that. Did you say what it was? Maybe this little girl. Come here, help me can you help me unwrap this? Come here real quick. You look so cute today. I think you should help me unwrap this. Can you unwrap it? Oh, yeah, that's good. Look at her go. There she goes. Look. Now, I know it's not a doll, but will you take it? Boy, you talk about a cleanup girl. Okay, that's your ball. I'm going to take it. Is that your dad? Your mom? Your dad? Here, Dad. Teach her how to use that. Go. She got the ball. Give it up for this cute little baby. Wow! If that doesn't make you happy, that girl trusts him more than I do. Come here. Let's try. Come on. Come on. Get close, close, close. There you go. That's about how much I trust you right there. You get a fun gift, but then here's one of these gifts. Socks. This is a practical gift. How many of y'all, when you're a little kid, you're like, I don't need socks. That should be your responsibility to clothe me. I jumped into your arms. Socks, that stinks. I don't want socks. I wanted something fun. God wants to give you fun and practical. At Faith Church every week, we're giving you fun, a lot of laughs, great production, selling Jesus in a happy way, not a mean Jesus, but a Jesus like this. I'm not pointing the finger at you this way, but this way. I want to put a ring on your finger, a rope on your back. I'm not mad at you. I'm mad about you. But then there are practical gifts that God wants to give you. And I think one of the greatest gifts he can possibly give you is the gift of joy. Jesus gave us the beautiful gift of joy. Today, if you're watching at our church in Florida, you could be on the intercoastal doing this right now. And at the end of the hook that you need to reel in is to say, I'm going to reel in my joy. What I'm going to get is I'm going to get my joy back, even though I don't have my marriage back yet. I'm going to get my joy back, even though I don't have my job back yet. And then you're going to go, look what I got on the end of this hook. I've got Jesus. I've got joy for the journey to do what he's called me to do. And I'm going to count it a joy. Come on, all campuses right now, even though it doesn't feel like a joy. The greatest gift I can give you today, watching by television, is to tell you that the next few years in this new decade, 2021, 22, 23, 24, and 25, is for us to figure out that Jesus is the reason for the season. And you might not have all the gifts under the tree like you want, but you got the wonderful gift who hung on the tree, and he is the one who bled and died for us to have love, joy, peace, long-suffering, come on, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, found in Galatians 5, 22, and 23. When you get all of this, it really changes your life. You might be watching right now on NBC, ABC, CBS, and you're thinking, what is this? Is this a church? It is. Well, when are they going to ask me for money? We're not. We never, ever do that. We bring this message to you as an encouragement. You might be sitting there right now in a basement apartment or depressed or sitting in a hospital room, never thinking you're going to be happy again, love again, or be healed again. I'm telling you, if you'll pray one simple prayer to make Jesus your Lord, he will activate solutions that you never thought possible, and he's going to do it in a quick work. And this is your season of blessing, favor, breakthrough for a supernatural opportunity. Can I get a plan from everybody who agrees with that statement? I also want to encourage you to get out to church this weekend. Here and in Florida, we have multi-site, multi-state, multicultural church. Again, where you can actually get some handles with some practical things that change your life forever. How many would say that this church has impacted your life in a great way? Raise your hand. That this information empowers you to live your best life now. Now, as we wrap this up, I want to do two things. Number one, I want to ask you a question. I want you to raise your hand if you say, man, I really needed that message today. It kind of recalibrated my thoughts. If nothing else, we saw a really cool jump by, I mean, Michael Jordan never flew with a basketball like she did. But secondly, I want to give you the opportunity to receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. Maybe you've never done that. It doesn't mean joining a church, but most of the time it does follow that. As soon as you receive Jesus, you want to be a part of his people and his house where you can learn things that change your life forever. But I want to pray that you get your joy back, and then I'm going to lead you in a prayer called the Sinner's Prayer in the comfort of your own seat or even at home, to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. At all campuses, Ferguson, Weldon, Florida. It's not me being in the room, it's him being in the room. God's put a big vision on the inside of me to help as many people as we can with this humorous, fun approach to the gospel. And that's what I'm trying to communicate to you today. Every head bowed and every eye closed. I want you to raise your hand if you say, Pastor, I want you to pray for me today because I could use some more joy and I need some turnaround. Raise your hand at every campus. The Lord sees your hand. You can put it down. Father, I pray right now over all of our friends at Sunset Hills, Ferguson, Florissant, Weldon Springs, West Palm, online and around the world, God, that you would touch them with the spirit of joy, that they will realize that these are the good old days, and they won't allow something going bad like the kids aren't smiling in the picture to ruin everything when years later, it's really quite funny. We'll look back and laugh our heads off eventually of how serious we thought the matter was when our God was saying, rejoice. And the Lord always and again, I say, rejoice, count it all joy. We're going to do that today as an act of our own will. And then now I want to pray that prayer where I'm asking you to pray with me. And everybody at our church is trained. They're going to pray it with you so you don't feel isolated. Here at Ferguson and Weldon, I want you to say it out loud right now. Say, Dear Heavenly Father, I believe you sent Jesus on the cross to die for me. I believe it in my heart, and I confess it with my mouth that Jesus is now my Lord and now my Savior. He bled and died on the cross so that I could live. And from this moment forward, I will serve him faithfully all the days of my life. And everyone said, amen. Give the Lord a hand for all those people who prayed that prayer.
Well, I certainly hope you enjoyed the podcast today. And many of you have said, hey, I got some year-end giving that I need to do. I want to tithe and give and bless the church that's blessing me. And first of all, I want to say thank you. Thank you so much for your generosity. It enables us to help more people. So if you're curious, you can go to faithchurch.com and give online, or you can text the number 77977 Faith O-N-L and then the dollar amount. Again, the text is 77977. That's easy. Then Faith O-N-L and the dollar amount. And of course, your tax deductible gifts will go a long way helping us help people. And I know the broadcast is helping you because you DM us on social media. You send us emails. And again, we just want to wish you a very, very Merry Christmas. And I hope to see you soon at the Faith Church.